Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I have your zip code to locate an account?
19967.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Nicholas A. Fotias. F-O-T-I-A-S.
Okay, thank you. Could you confirm your address for me?
31573 White Clay Drive, Millville, Delaware, 19967.
All right, thank you. Give me one moment while I pull up the account. And I'm still here just waiting on the account. I apologize for the wait.
That's... Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I was able to pull up the account. It's for the Viltrex PowerFlex male enhancement along with the NO2 that was ordered on March the 8th. They're male enhancement products which help increase blood flow, stamina.
No, these purchases were March 17th. Let's see. Yeah, or 18th. When is it? Transaction date was March 17th.
Okay, so this is coming from the original order that was processed for $4.95 shipping and handling that was paid on March 8th for both products.
Okay. Oh, I'm confused. What's okay. The charge? I got two charges for $4.95. That's for what? Shipping and handling? For those purchases?
Yes, sir. So originally when that order was placed, you were offered a 7-day free trial to try the products out. With you not canceling the account within the 7-day trial, it does bill you the full price for each bottle, which is $124.94 each.
I did not want to purchase, and I didn't elect to try that free trial. I want the $124.94. Two charges of $124.94 taken off of my credit card.
Okay, well, I do apologize, but those charges are valid that I'm not able to tamper with. Did you get a chance to try your products out? Because I can pause your account to give you some time to do so.
No, I do not. I did not, you know, request anything, and there was, you know, that charge for $124.94. You know, I want taken off. I'm calling my credit card company.
Okay, well, you're welcome to contact your card company. Unfortunately, this account isn't fraudulent, so they won't be able to refund the charge for you due to you receiving the products and agreeing to the terms and conditions. So I can definitely go ahead and get it canceled.
I did not agree to anything for $124.94. I can assure you that.
Okay, well, when you process that $4.95, you did have to agree to the terms and conditions for your offer, so that's why you're being charged subsequently.
This is a ripoff. This should be no. I'm contacting my credit card company, and I'm going to contest this.
Okay. Well, I do have a cancellation number for you if you're ready.
All right. What is that?
663-637-337.
637. And what's the last four?
So I'll start over. It's 663-637-337.
337. All right. And what is that number? That's a cancellation?
Yes, it's your confirmation number that the account has been canceled, so you're not charged anything further.
Oh, there would be further charges?
Yes, sir. It would have placed your account until the monthly auto subscription for the products had the account not been canceled.
Oh my God. All right, and where do I go to give them this cancellation number?
Well, there's nowhere else to go. That's just for your records to confirm that the membership was canceled.
Oh, you're doing that now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, regarding what you revealed, you are welcome to dispute the charge. Once you do that dispute, we do have to send over your account so that way they can determine whether or not the account is fraudulent. But I need to make you aware that due to you agreeing to your terms and conditions, unfortunately, your card issuer won't be able to issue a refund for you because the charges aren't fraudulent. It's just that you overlooked the terms and conditions for the agreement. So what I can do for you is I can offer you a 35% refund of the two charges, which would be two refunds of $43.73 for the misunderstanding. So that way you're able to at least reap some of your money back without you having to be declined that refund due to chargeback because your account won't be fraudulent.
Two refunds of
$43.73. Yeah, because you're welcome to push forward with that dispute, but I'm just making you aware ahead of time that once they conclude that dispute, within about 10 days, they'll send you a letter letting you know that you won't be refunded for those charges.
$3.18. Within 10 days. Oh, God. So that just on the 28th, then, that was just, that is so, such a ripoff. I'm telling you. I didn't see anywhere online, I guess, when I was looking at that, where you know, it said that this would be a reoccurring charge for $124.94.
Yes, sir, but it does make you aware of that. I can also provide you with a website where you place your order, so maybe when you can go back later and see where you overlooked the information.
Yeah, what is that website?
Let me get that for you. It's going to be Buy, which is B-U-I, and Viltrex, which is spelled V as in Victor, I-L.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not hearing you. What is the website again?
Buy, which is spelled B-U-I.
All right.
Viltrex, and it's spelled V-I-L-T-R-E-X. And then power, but it's abbreviated as P-O-W. And then the word flex, F-L-E-X. So buy Viltrex, P-O-W-F-L-E-X. .com.
All right, and the first three letters was B U Y or I?
B U Y as in yellow.
All right. By Biltrex Powslex.com. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I will go on there and take another look at that.
Okay. Also, what I'm able to do for you, I was just looking at the system, Mr. Foti, is for the misunderstanding, I'll put my employee discount with it. I'm able to get you a 50% refund for both charges, which would be $62.47, and I can get that refunded to you. It takes about 3 to 5 business days to receive those two refunds back to your card.
All right. Just so that we're not going to have to go through any more of this nonsense, if you can give me the 50% back on this, all right, and you've closed that account,
mm-hmm.
All right, if you can refund me 50% back on my credit card.
Okay, so bear with me just a moment. Let me get that done for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I did issue two refunds of $62.47. It does take you about 3 to 5 business days to receive those refunds. Also, going forward, we've canceled out the account, so you're not charged anything further.
Okay.
All right. And is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that'll be all. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a good afternoon.